You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, bringing you some great gospel music to wake you up, get you up, and of course inspire you. That's right here from the Cobalt Kuvo Studios, providing you community, culture, and music since 1985. This is 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge. Check us out on the World Wide Web at KUVO.org. It's the service of the Rocky Mountain Public Media. Every Sunday evening, the Gospel Train comes to you again at 92.9 FM. That's the Denver Open Media Station at 6 o'clock p.m. And, of course, you can always log on to DAWS2000.com during the week for a moment of inspiration. Well, today's the last day of the premiere of the Colorado Black Arts Festival Gospel Performances. Interview with Pastor Davis from Zion Baptist Church. Of course, Lonnie Hill, Soldiers of Christ, and Dr. Michael Williams were performing. So you want to check it out online. It is a virtual performance festival that's online at 7 o'clock this evening. You can check it out at the Cobalt. It's COLBAF.org. That's right. And be supportive of it. It's going to be going on, so you can check it out. It's been going on all weekend. So here we're going to start with Hezekiah Walker. He's going to get the train moving down the track, coming to you, of course, with none other than a blessing. Stay, keep it locked right there on the Gospel Train.
From the Cobalt Kuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a service of Rocky Mountain Public Media.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul. It will get better.
It's got to get
better. It will get better.
It's going to be
better. It will get better.
Because God,
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
I'm
flowing.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. That's right. God got a blessing for you, and things just got to get better. You know why? Because it's all in His plan.
Sometimes I don't understand. What do you let me fall when the world is in your hand? You could stop it all if you wanted to, but you don't, you just let me go through. But I know you never let it kill me, only make me strong.
This is Dele with the Jazz Odyssey, and we still got plenty of moving and plenty of grooving to do. So thank you for keeping it tuned in on Kuvo Jazz, KUVO.org.
Wayfield Group Electrical Contracting proudly supports KUVO. Wayfield Group Electrical Contracting values their employees and has been named a Denver Post top workplace for 9 consecutive years. They offer schooling, comprehensive training, and full medical benefits. More information on Wayfield, Weifield Contracting.com.
Don't mean I'm giving up.
We got a word from the wise. Bishop McClendon's interview is coming up next. Stay with us as we
bring on the gospel train. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good morning to you, Deborah, and good morning to all of your listeners. Glad to be with you today.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. So tell me, what is going on in your life and time during all of this pandemic and everything? What words of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, first of all, I believe that we are in very interesting times. We're in a very interesting season, I believe. Prophetically, I believe we're in a very interesting season politically. And I think right now we are in a time that the scriptures speak of. Jesus articulated these times in Matthew 24 and in the Gospel of Luke chapter 22, where he speaks about what I believe is the end, not of the world, but the end of the age. And the word there he uses for age is the word aeon, which literally means a season or a cycle or a system of things. We're at the end of what I believe is called in theology the Gentile age, or the age when those of us who are to come to Christ outside of the Jewish lineage, the time of the Gentiles, the Bible talks about, where those of us who are coming to Christ outside of the actual Jewish lineage of Abraham have been given a season of time. And I believe that season of time for the gospel to be preached, the gospel of the kingdom to be manifest, is upon us. And so I think all the things that we're seeing, the pandemic, the ethnic uprisings, the social unrest, these are signs, signals, and indications, not that Jesus is coming tomorrow, but that we are now in that time and that age where the gospel of the kingdom must be preached as witness and evidence to all nations, Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, and then the end will come. I believe we're in that time, and so I believe the people of God, the prophetic community, I call it, has got to take its stand now and lift its voice in both the prophetic and political and national conversation in our nation and around the world.
That's a little word from the wise Bishop McClendon, a little interview that I did with him. Stay with us as we continue, because some kind of way we got to come together just as one, as a people.
Giving us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Come on.
Famine and diseases, yo, they plague our land today. Violence that is needless, cause there is so much hate.
But I believe in a God who could use this. I believe the children still the future. I believe a God who renews us. I believe if he parted seas, this disease gotta bow to the ruler.
So many young constantly dying from the hand of disease.
Creating new music based on old forms is what the artists on the Jazz Odyssey have in common. This is Matt, your Monday night Jazz Odyssey host. Tune in from 10 to midnight every Monday night for the latest sounds in jazz here on Kuvo Jazz and KUVO.org.
The question is,
when you're standing at a crossroads,
what do you do?
Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders.
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
And keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your row. Say.
Keep the faith.
Come on, tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else. Keep the faith. Come on, where do you look? When there's nowhere else to look. Where do you turn? When there's nowhere else to turn. Where do you go? When there's nowhere else to go. What do you do? When there's nothing else to do. You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hand. And the Master has a plan. So hold on. Hold on. And keep the faith.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me. And I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done. By the power of His blood, I know it's mine. Belongs to me. It belongs to me.
makes my healing complete. It doesn't matter how I feel. When his stripes say I am healed, I know it's mine.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. That's a brand new one from Juan and Lisa featuring Marvin Winans. It Belongs to Me, and before that was Charles Jenkins talking about Keep the Faith. I do want to remind you that you may have made a lot of wrong choices, but you've also made a lot of good choices. And that's all right. Focus on those good qualities and focus on your victories. So get off the treadmill of guilt, because that only causes anger, and anger is what you do, and you charge out and treat others wrong. And that's not what we're going to do. We're going to go with the spirit of faith and with truth and with the love of God. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you.
One of my favorite segments on Kuvo is Stories of Standards. Hi, this is Carl Coble. You want to hear the story behind the song, don't you? You must keep listening. Like me, you'll learn more about jazz than you'll realize. I love it. I know you will too. We are coming to you from the Coble Kuvo broadcast studio.
There was a time. Hi, I'm Rodney Franks, inviting you to join us all this week as we revisit the 1954 classic by Bart Howard, Fly Me to the Moon. Interesting stories, interesting renditions, all this week at 7:50 and 8:50, exclusively on Stories of Standards on KUVO.
In other words, well, it's about that time for us to get back to the station. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've enjoyed being with you. And, of course, go with God in all of your ways and remember to trust God and just believe and share that love that you feel inside of you. We're going to do a little dedication. The Gospel Gangstas, they were real hot in the 80s. And, of course, Solo passed away last month. One of the main guys with the group Gospel Gangstas. But this is one of my favorite songs, Do or Die. They're going to take us back to the station. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless each and every one of you. I do want to remind you that the Colorado Black Arts Festival is going on this evening at 7 o'clock. That's colbaf.org. Check it out at 7 o'clock. This will be the Gospel Day. They've been going on for the last 3 days, and then you can always go online later on. Of course, Sunday Best is going to be going on as well. And so you definitely want to check that out tonight at 8. And then, of course, opening July 26th was the new Wellspring of Joy International new church opening. That's going to be happening today at 2:30. So if you're looking for a church, go to the Double Tree. That's 13696 East Iliff Place in Aurora, Colorado. That's Pastor Mary and Jackson Kalele. Give them a call, 720-691-6678. God bless you, and I will see you next week if God says so.
I'm taking none. I'm arrested at random. You ain't staring down the shaking gun. I'm singing demons that was freaking for survival tripping. I rise them up in the name of Jesus, then I Bible whip them. So if you wicked, make sure you still stepping. And my Bible might remain a concealed weapon. See, prayers help my text spit. My Bible's my next clip. I worship and praise the G. You step to me and you get checked quick. See, you feeling with a safe thug. And when I put on my gloves, demons get no love, just more slugs. Now when I'm out, they point the finger at me. I keep my Bible in my khaki, but some trigger happy. Yeah, I gang bang every day. I can't stay neutral, cause Satan hate my guts. So the feelings stay mutual. I'm real with the sun, so real is how I come. I never been to mark. If I'ma do it, then it's done. It's Jesus Christ for life and Satan K all day. And I'ma represent that rhyme until I flatline. To all the Christians, stay on deck. It's you and I. In 96, we true or fried. We do or die.
I'd rather be 6 feet deep, sleep before retreat, no defeat, all is obsolete when I pull heat. Used to be from the set, used to be damned, used to get respect, but check, game from the two to death, die hard, quick to pull thy card, rather die scarred, oh my lord. I got the keys, he gave me these, get on my knees, then I round up them double G's. These homies I'd ride for, I cry for, and if it came down to it, I'd die for. Reject Christ, the penalty is death.
I'm do or die. I'm do or die. I don't know about you, but I be do or die. I'm do or die. I'm do.
that means I burn black to my salvation. Lightly till it occurred to me that it was Lisa demons trying to murder me. Heard a G, a Christian, not a victim to this crime ring. They set it off, not do or die is my mind state. Either you gon' do his will and step and die, cause the wages of sin is death, ain't nothing left. You can't be going out like a sucker saying God, I'ma trust ya, and back out like a buster. Say nothing, said chill, let me in. I said, not by the hairs of my chilly chill chin. Win, lose, or draw, stand or fall, cause either God has got a ball or God ain't got it all, gangster. It's a shame what the media do to a guy. I told you last album I was do or die.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.